This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Oh yeah, that's the soul with that beat, little gospel flair. Five guys, they all look good, all over 6 feet, all could dance, they all could sing, they all had the look, the style, the grace, and they were the Temptations, although they didn't become the Temptations right away. We'll talk about how five guys, the classic five as they called them, they came from different places in the United States, but all met in Motown. We all come from different places, but we all met right here
in
on
the Faux Town.
Dim Vinyl Boys.
I like that.
We've got DJ Ramo G. What's up,
man? How you doing?
I'm good. It's good to have you back.
Thank you, man. Glad to be back.
We've got Memphis, who's on air everywhere, and he's here today.
I am here, and I am also there.
He's everywhere.
And we've got DJ Tomcat, who has a classic piece of vinyl in his hand from 1965. What's up, Tomcat?
What's up, man? This is awesome. This is the actual press from 1965. The insert that's in it is super cool. Dope. And the record itself is very cool, man. It's nice to have a real piece of vinyl pressed up all the way back. And this is a nice piece.
It is.
Our generation remembers, everybody here remembers, when you would get the CDs, like get 12 CDs for 1 cent.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden you're signed up for $25 a month for the rest of your life. And
yeah.
Columbia House.
Yes.
Columbia House. What was the other one?
I don't remember. But that was our generation. Well, back in the 60s, what we've noticed with the insert in this vinyl is you could send $2 plus 65 cents postage and handling, and you would get a Motown club card with your name on it, and you were a part of the Motown club. Now, if you gave them a few extra bucks, they would send you like a poster of one of the bands, maybe the Temps or the Four Tops. But that was how they got you back in those days, and now... I mean, what are the artists doing now to try to get you to sign up? I guess it's follow you
YouTube,
on Instagram.
Yeah.
OnlyFans.
Yeah, subscribe. Yeah, watch me naked on OnlyFans.
They have a little check mark here. You can say, check the fan club of your choice right here. It's got Diana Ross, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Stevie Wonder, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. Vandellas, I'm saying that wrong.
The Vandellas.
No, David Ruffin, The Temptations, yay. Marvin Gaye, Jackson 5, Gladys Knight and the Pips, The Marvelettes, and The Supremes.
That's quite a lineup.
That's Diana Ross.
That's a lineup.
Just that Supremes. The roster, Motown. There'll never be another Motown.
Whoa. All right, before we get into it, I want to thank a couple of our sponsors. They're the ones help keeping us on the air. That is Factor Meals. They're delicious. And they're available at your doorstep. Mm. And they're affordable, and they're fresh. Tomcat, I know you're a big fan, and they saved you from going to the grocery store the other night.
Oh, they did, because I had to get out of here late. I had to be up early, and it was delicious. It was better than what I get at the grocery store. I was very happy.
And my kids like them, so it makes my life easier. I don't have to cook. It's just, hey, go heat up a Factor meal. They're ready in 2 minutes. If you want to save 50% on your Factor meals, go use our promo code factormeals.com/DVB50. Use code DVB50, and that's 50% off if you go to factormeals.com/DVB50. Also, our other new sponsor, Prize Picks. We're going to tell you more about Prize Picks coming up later in the show.
Yeah.
You can go to prizepicks.com/vinyl. That's the code to go to Prize Picks. But we'll tell you how you can make picks and win 25 times your money. Coming up later in the show.
Awesome.
But it is now time to drop the needle on that record. We are Dim Vinyl Boys, and we're here today with a classic album.
And we're here to say,
From 1965.
No.
1965.
Drop that needle, cuz.
My mom would be 5 years old. My dad would have been
wrong
six.
Here.
Wow. Dang.
Let me hear that. That's 65 crazy. Sound. Oh, there it is.
There it is. Out the gate.
And this would be their first ever hit from the Temptations.
The way you do the things you do.
Yeah, this is a good one. Right out of the get.
Oh, yeah.
I guess the story behind this song, it is their first hit. I said that, but the first time Otis Williams, who is really the patriarch of the band, the first time Smokey gave him these lyrics, he kind of was like, what kind of corny shit is this? You know, I could have been a broom, you know, a candle so bright.
I think they're good.
But at the end, after he recorded it, Otis said, after we recorded these lyrics, I realized that that moment Smokey was a genius.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because when you just read these lyrics, it is a little kind of cheesy, but
yeah,
it's cheese sometimes wins.
And the thing about I think that is the greatest songwriting is almost like thoughts in your head. They don't got to be all complicated. It's like you're thinking it. It's like something that you can think in your head and hum in your head, and those are the greatest songs. They're simple, but they're iconic.
Extremely simple, and you got to think like you're just trying to tell a girl how much you like her, you know, mm-hmm. Or like what she means to you. Like, it's pretty easy to explain.
Oh, yeah.
It was very easy to be a cake daddy back then.
Yeah.
There's a new song that is out that really follows this. He's talking about a girl, and he uses those type of metaphors to explain the girl. It's a new song that's out. Yeah. It says here on Song Facts on the internet that this was the first hit, like Gentry said, for the Temptations, and the seven previous singles all flopped.
Yep. Bro. They tried a lot of different things with the Temptations. They weren't a band that just came together. Even the group themselves all were in previous bands. They had like three different bands form into the Temptations. So these guys didn't just all of a sudden start recording music and have hits right away. Even when they signed with Motown, like Tomcat just said, seven records before they had a hit. But Smokey wrote this one specifically for the harmonies for the Temptations, and it scored them their first hit. And this song took them right well on their way.
Oh, yeah. It says they made this kind of a template for their music going forward. Why wouldn't you if it had that much success, you know? Apparently, UB40 covered this in 1990. Their version hit number 6 in the U.S.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Interesting.
They did some good remakes.
They did. So the members of the Temptations, you got David Ruffin, you got Eddie Kendricks, mm-hmm. Paul Williams, Melvin Franklin, Otis Williams, and I guess maybe you want to say an honorable mention to Elbrick Al Bryant.
Fair enough. But yeah, the classic five are Otis, David, Melvin, Eddie, and Paul.
Yep.
Those would be the classic five. But you know, this, we did Wu-Tang last week, and they had nine members. One member swapped out, ODB, because, well, he died, one, and he went to jail.
Yeah.
But they kept eight of the nine solid, and still to this day.
Yep.
This Temptations group still records music, but there is only one living member, Otis Williams, the guy who started it all. Him and Smokey really were the brains behind the Temptations. But David Ruffin passed away, tragically. I think he was smoking crack in a crack house in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Super sad. And he was very talented. He was the last member to join.
Yeah, he was the guy, though.
Drugs and talented people. Drugs and everybody, always. Really. But drugs and talented people seem to
be. Well, you got to imagine the stress. You know, like, they spend their whole life trying to be the best.
Mm-hmm. Or create like something that is elusive.
Right, right.
Catch that, something. Catch a vibe.
That's a lot of pressure.
We call it chasing the dragon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we have Paul Williams, who was one of the Classic Five. He committed suicide when he was 34 years old. That happened in 1973. So
damn.
The core Classic Five, Paul was the first one to die in 1973. So this album comes out in 65. So what's that?
Eight years later,
one of the members gone from killing himself. I guess he had substance abuse issues, and then he had his heart broken by a woman. I think he actually hooked up with one of the women from one of the other groups inside Motown, because it was like a family there at Hitsville, USA, where they would
like
spend
the
a
Supremes
lot of... Yeah, one of the other bands. It might have been the Supremes, but he, I guess, hooked up with one of the women. Then she broke up with him, heartbroken. The drinking got bad. The substance abuse got bad, and he killed himself.
That's now... I think he got kicked. He was out of the band, too, before that happened.
You're probably right.
In 1971, he got kicked out of the band, or he left, or something happened.
That probably led to his depression, because I also read that he struggled from depression. You get kicked out of the band.
Mm-hmm.
You had a couple of the members of the Temptations die in the 90s. Eddie Kendricks died in 1992. He died at 52, and he said it was from all the smoking he did. He got lung cancer.
Yeah, so it's in the days leading up to his death, Eddie Kendricks performed one final concert. The effects of his cancer was so severe that he had to take a break and sit with an oxygen tank after performing each song.
Damn.
Yeah, that's hard.
I'm glad I quit.
Too bad we smoked all that weed before the show here.
That's fine. That's different chemicals.
Oh, this is their biggest hit of all time, if you ask me. Then they got a lot of big hits. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May. The great thing about
Ja Rule singing this shit.
They got those harmonies, too. That's you don't see that. Do we see that now in music where you have that big baritone voice and you have that real high pitch voice like Eddie had? You had that low-pitched voice that Melvin had, and then you had that mid-range that David Ruffin had. And Otis Williams, could bring any tone to the harmonies. Can we think of a group now that has five members
Boys
that harmonize?
With three
but
of
they're
them.
Not now.
Yeah, I mean, they still on the road doing their thing, but not like current artists.
I'm
like,
talking about current artists that are making new music where there's five members and they're harmonizing. Or
nowhere.
Even four members.
Nowhere. They're not a group at all.
Maybe I'm missing the boat. Maybe there is one out there.
Nah.
I can't think of
it. I don't think so. Mm. There ain't nobody out there unless you've got K-pop, and what the hell is that?
That's true. Those K-pop dudes do harmonize like crazy. Damn, I'd hate to think they were the ones that took the torch there.
Well, yeah, I mean, because you think in the groups, there aren't any groups out. There aren't.
Some of the groups right, are now, getting back together. NSYNC just said they're coming back together.
Right. Oh, no. Okay. That's awesome. Nah.
Like Memphis said, there are no groups. That,
One Direction was a group for a minute. And what
and
about the Jonas Brothers? But they really weren't harmonizing, I don't think, so much.
Nah.
Not like with the old barbershop quartet type harmonization.
Hey, the Backstreet Boys and
Boys
the
Men.
They still tour. Yeah. So does Boys to Men. New Edition.
New Edition.
They tour.
Definitely. Yeah.
But these are all artists that have been doing it since we were kids.
Right.
So
I think this could be the genesis of the boy band, too. And this the way they presented it.
I agree.
Five guys, all over 6 feet tall, all handsome, all can dance, all dressed nice.
Definitely.
And a lot of the videos I see them in, they don't have a... band. I mean, I'm sure they probably do, but I never really saw the band. Every video I'm seeing on the internet when I see the Temptations, it's just the five guys wearing the same outfit, doing the little shuffle moves, the little snaps.
I'm pretty sure there was a band there. I think there would have been back then, right?
There had
Did
to
they
have
play
been a
off
band.
A backing track? Would they have done that?
They may have, but I bet there was a band, but you never really saw the band, at least in a lot of the footage that I saw.
No,
it was,
right. No,
it was about the five of them.
And the dancing. Yeah. And the, Yeah, get the drum set out of here, buddy.
Yeah, go ahead, beat it. We're gonna get you guys behind the curtain.
We'll do some splits here. No, they didn't do the splits.
I mean, you could record music back then, and you know there were reel to reels, so maybe they had their band music playing in the background while they sung.
This song is called "What Love Has Joined Together." It's a good wedding jammer.
I have a clip here from, this is going to be David Ruffin and Eddie Kendricks, I believe we hear from first, talking about the definition of soul music.
Well, soul music, I think, comes from the heart. It's from the spirit and the love of singing and being able to sing, I guess.
You did a pretty good job.
Okay.
It's a feeling of expression, really. That's about it. You could say, well, I love you, baby. Mm-hmm. You could say, whoa, I love you, baby.
It means
just a different feeling of expressing it, I suppose.
So I was watching this morning some of the stuff I was talking about earlier, where they had artist development days on like a Thursday where they all the groups had to go. No matter how famous you were, you had to go to these artist developments. They were so polished. And I just thought that was awesome. They were like one big family, Motown, and they said that was real. Some people said that wasn't real, and they said Smokey Robinson, I saw in an interview, was saying it was real. And then the living members were still feeling like a family at that time.
That's awesome, man.
It's really amazing what Barry Gordy, you got to give a shout out to him when we do this podcast here.
100%.
Because Barry Gordy, the story goes, he borrows $800 from his parents. And he bought that house. You could look it up on Google Maps. I recommend you do it. 2648 West Grand Boulevard in Detroit, Michigan. The building is still there. It's now a museum. But it's just a small house.
Should be.
That he bought for $800 back in 1959.
And they all hung out there. I was
That was pricey back then.
$800. God, break me.
And they would earn, I was listening, they said they would earn $5 to come into the studio and do claps. So they'd come out and Diana Ross and all these people would be out there because they hung out there.
Sure.
And they would be like, we need somebody to do snaps and claps. And they would come in and they would get $5 to come in and do snaps and claps on a song or whatever, in addition to recording their own stuff. So they all were there hanging out.
Yeah.
Like things were being recorded
they
all the time
extras,
and they were there.
Probably.
Iron sharpens iron.
They were all working on each other's projects, even though they were competing with each other.
Well,
yeah,
they actually, the Temptations and the Supremes with Diana Ross, they actually put an album out in 1968 together.
Mm.
That's what's up. We got to find that.
That was what the brilliant part about their manager is that he decided Shelley Berger, if you do your research, Shelley Berger, read about this guy.
They didn't even have a contract, right?
Yeah, Shelley and Otis never had a contract. I think he said something about our bond is bigger than anything we could have ever written down.
Yeah,
And mind you, in a world now where there's conflicts sometimes between black Americans and white Americans, this is a white guy, Shelley, the manager, and a black guy, Otis. They are thicker than blood, these two guys.
And they still seem to love each other very much, you know.
That's
that bond.
But Shelley's vision, though, about Motown, what he told Barry Gordy when he hired him was, we should put on our own, you would call a festival today. Let's put on our own Motown showcase where we showcase the groups that we have. They really were innovative at Motown because people were going on the Ed Sullivan show or going on these variety shows and performing. But they weren't putting on their own show. Maybe they didn't have enough talent. Motown had it. They had all the talent. So they were able to travel the world with their own traveling show with all their groups. They had the Four Tops, the Supremes. They had the Temptations. They had Smokey Robinson. I mean, the list goes on and on.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, they had their own Coachella lineup.
Yeah. The Coachella right there with this group.
They have better artists than almost than anybody.
They did. Like I said, there'll never be another Motown with that talent, that roster.
And they had the Jackson 5 on here.
And they were little kids.
Yeah. There you go.
And if you think about this time, 1965, Jim Crow laws were still in effect. Segregated bathrooms. So when you're on the road in your tour bus...
I've heard
these guys tell stories in interviews where Smokey's talking about and Otis is saying, hey, we got to go to the bathroom and we're in the South.
Yep.
And we got to try to find a gas station where we can find a restroom where we can take a piss.
Yeah.
Back when this album came out.
And it's pretty amazing because then you'll go to some places and there'll be a whole mix of people probably back then who were loving your music and they were dancing at the parties. Still much like that now. You can go to some festivals where everybody gets along, and then you can still go to some places where people do not get along.
I think probably in the major cities, they were okay in most situations. I think anything outside of that was probably an issue. In the South.
Smokey said that even in the North, that in Detroit City, that there were parts of the town... That back in the 60s, early 60s, if you weren't working, that you better not be over there because you're going to get into trouble. Something's going to happen to you. If you're not waiting tables or taking care of somebody, then you don't want to be on this side of the town. He said that was in Detroit. They tried
sundown
to act.
Town.
Yeah, they tried to act
there's
like.
A lot of sundown towns. Still a lot of sundown towns now.
That's what I hear.
This is a good one. This one's called It's Growing. Be the last song on the first side of the album here.
All these songs are... I mean, I've already heard like three or four songs. I've heard a million times. Like, ridiculous. Great wedding music to play, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like dinner music and shit. People love The Temptations.
Yeah, can't go wrong with that.
And I think that's good. When your music is used to bring people together and love matrimonies and stuff, 100%. I think that you can't ask for a whole lot more than that.
No, because they're all about, like, family and love. Like, their music's all about that, you know.
Yeah. It's I definitely hear My Girl at every wedding. And I was just listening to Ain't Too Proud to Beg this morning, and I love it. It's a great song. Yeah.
Just My Imagination.
Oh, yes. Oh, here we go. Hits.
Yeah, they had hit after hit after hit.
They did.
Here's a clip from Otis Williams talking about their roots being in gospel music.
When you are raised by two wonderful grandmothers down south, you know, that's all I listened to was gospel. When the Temps first got together, we would open up our rehearsals singing gospel. Because when you sing gospel, you better know what you're doing and leave it alone. Because those brothers and sisters that were singing gospel when I was growing up listening, they hit the spirit.
That's exactly
facts.
The quote I was trying to remember earlier.
Major
I had
facts.
Listened to that this morning, and shit. It really resonated with me because it was also what you were talking about earlier. You can sing something like this, or you can sing it like this and, like, put your whole spirit into it, right? And then going from the church, you learn how to, like, sing with your whole person, your whole spirit, right?
You're not singing for God, man.
Yeah. Right.
You got to show up.
I was in the choir.
Show up and show out.
Yeah, that's why when I see, sorry, not to cut you off, but that's why when I see them,
100%.
I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
When you see them in videos, you're like, man, blown away because they are. They're singing like past you. They're singing past you.
Yeah.
You're just getting to see it.
Yeah.
Flipping the record.
Growing up, we was in the choir and stuff. And I can tell you when our choir used to go, boy, we used to travel around the cities and shit and be going to other people's churches.
Sure.
And setting it off. Like setting it off,
set it off.
And them coming from their gospel background, 100%. It makes sense. You know, you got to come right, come with it, or not do it at all.
This is a song, when you hear the lyrics, I feel like I heard somebody else cover this song. Maybe Tomcat, you could look it up.
In Vogue.
Did they do this song?
Yep.
I'm sure it's been done multiple times, because these are
some
great lyrics. Now, this album is called The Temptations Sing Smokey. They sing Smokey, and it's because all these songs are written and produced by Smokey Robinson.
That's what I thought.
And I heard the Jackson 5 do this song as well.
He's right about In Vogue. It says artists to cover the song include Terrence, Trent, Darby, and The Temptations, The Supremes, and In Vogue.
Yeah. I've also heard the Jackson 5 perform this live. Not in person, but I've seen footage of them singing this song. Little Michael.
I'm not really too familiar with this song.
Oh, these lyrics are so good. I think my favorite Smokey Robinson song, though, written is The Tears. What's the song about the tear?
Tears of a Clown.
Tears of a Clown. I think that's it.
I wonder who is loving. I don't like clowns. Listen, life without
love. Yeah, it is Tears of a Clown. No, that's The Tracks of My Tears is the one I'm thinking
tracks
of.
Tracks of My Tears.
The Tracks of My Tears.
These guys are way
Tears
off.
Tears of a Clown. Was it the,
he also has a song called The Tears of a Clown. But the one I'm thinking of is The Tracks of My Tears. That's my favorite Smokey lyrics. But these are damn good. Come on home, girl. Come on and take it, because in the booty. I saw a video of Smokey and Otis that was recent, like in the last year. And Otis is 80 years old now.
Oh, yeah.
And they were talking about a new song that they just produced. And they have new members now of The Temptations. The only one alive, like we said, is Otis. But Smokey was singing on the track, and these new members of The Temptations, they still tour, because there is one living member. And they've had a lot of different interchangeable members of the band. But they're singing this song, and all of a sudden they play it, I guess, for some people. And Otis is trying to tell the story about how he's got all the women telling him how much they love this song. And Smokey's like, I'm so glad all the ladies love it. Mm-hmm. And even at 80 years old, you saw him like kind of flexing a little bit that they still writing songs that gets the ladies excited. And that's what they like to do, was to get the ladies excited.
That's right. You were right about that song too, G. It was released on the B-side of the Jackson 5's first single, I Want You Back.
Yeah, I remember the Jackson 5 singing that, Little Michael.
Yeah, so you got to be a hell of a group to redo that song, man. What's so good
about goodbye? That's the name of this song. All it
does is make it Detroit, right. Known for so many things. You got Kiss, the band Kiss. Detroit Rock. Remember they called it Detroit Rock City.
Yeah.
Then you have it also known, I've heard people call it Detroit Motown.
Motor City.
The Motor City. And then it's like the automotive capital of the world, where they got the Ford plant. And Otis Williams' old man, his stepdad, was the reason why they moved to Detroit. I think he was born in Alabama or Mississippi, somewhere like that.
I would have moved to Detroit too.
And they moved to Detroit because of the factory job at Ford.
Rather than being a stop.
And his stepdad was trying to talk him into working at Ford, saying it's a really good job.
Yeah.
You know, they pay pretty good. And
pension.
I'm able to support this family here. But Otis says, nah, it's not for me.
You didn't do it.
And it's a good thing. If he would have went and worked for Ford, we might not have had The Temptation.
But at least he went to Detroit. So that was a good thing.
You like Detroit?
No, not particularly, but I would imagine back in them days it was easier for a person to succeed of their stature in Detroit as opposed to in Alabama.
How tall they were?
Yeah,
yeah, extremely tall. They were very tall. Very tall people.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
They get help in the plant.
Can you reach that for
their height. Yeah.
Enough of that singing. Grab that for me. This was the third of four number one hits by The Temptations. Track was released in February 1971. Took off right away, peaking at number one in April. This is Baby, oh, What's So Good About Goodbye.
Good about goodbye.
Oh, no, that was from a different song. Terrible. Got the wrong song facts on that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Man, way to go, Tomcat.
It jumped.
What song was that?
That was from Just My Imagination.
Oh.
Which is actually not on this. So
oh.
That's just a little fun
fact.
Are we
still on side one or are we on side two?
No,
side
I already flipped it. This is side two. Yeah. Song three, side two.
You beat me to the punch.
That's right. You beat me to the punch because I was just going to say the name of the song, which is
You beat me to the punch.
You beat me to the punch.
I hear that baritone voice. I hear that boom.
Boom.
I always feel like that's the star of the barbershop quartet, or in this case, the quintet, I guess.
You don't like
call
the
it
high guy?
I like the high guy, but to me, the star is that is that baritone voice.
Coming in like a mosquito.
You're typically the high guy, Tomcat.
I am extremely high.
After you took those gummies, I'm sure you're even higher.
I like the middle guy. I like the middle guy too. So the middle guy, boom, 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 boom. Middle guy's cool too. He's a tenor.
Yeah, I think they call him the middle of the road there, the tenor.
The bottom's the baritone.
Got a soprano.
Baritone's the bottom dude.
Yeah, a baritone, a bass, and
soprano's
alto.
The high guy.
Yeah.
Alto. Soprano. The sopranos, eh? What I like. We need some more bass in this music. Where's the 808? No, I'm just kidding. Now, what do you think they were using for their basses? They're probably using either the
voice.
String bass.
No, that was his voice, dude.
Boom, boom. They probably use a stand-up bass, but also I'm sure sometimes the baritone voice just comes in there with his boom.
They definitely use it. Yeah, that's cool.
Well, it would be the bass. The baritones are a little.
Well, they have those like big ass stand up basses. You know what that
sure,
is?
Sure, sure, sure.
Looks
yeah,
like
yeah
a big
and
cello,
bass,
but
yeah
they're just plucking the string.
A bass, boom, yeah. Boom, boom, boom. That's a real bass.
Or they may be using a actual to stand their bass guitar.
Possibly. Yeah, they were invented by this time.
They also have the Temptations like Broadway play that has been available for the last few years in Detroit at one of their iconic theaters.
I bet that's
I guess
fun.
Night after night, it's sold out.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm at their website now, and it looks like I'm going to click on their tour and see. They're actually playing at a casino in Oklahoma coming up this weekend. And then they're heading to Tulsa. Then they're going to Texas. They're in Atlantic City.
Yeah.
They're going to be coming to New Jersey. They're going to Arizona. They're in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. They're in Fort Pierce.
No, Fort Myers.
How about the Seminole Casino on the Mockman?
I don't see that on the list.
They've been there before.
Fort Pierce.
a good place to go.
January of 24, you can go see him at the Sunrise Theater for you Florida residents.
Or the other casino in Fort Lauderdale, which is the Hard Rock Live with the big guitar.
Yeah.
That one's
dope. Hard Rock in Tampa is pretty dope, too. Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom.
From Florida, dog.
This is the way over there. She's up on the mountain. It's probably cold.
One thing they did, too, I know we touched on it a little bit earlier at Motown, but Berry Gordy, that meeting you would talk about, their creative meeting, he would have it at 9 o'clock in the morning, and it reminded me of a program director I used to work for when I was younger, and I really would piss me off. So I don't know if I would have made it at Motown.
I know what you're talking about.
Berry Gordy would say, you have to be here at 9 a.m., and if you were not at the meeting at Motown at Hitsville, USA, and you showed up at 9:01, they locked the door.
Lock you out.
You ain't coming to the meeting.
Nope.
You're not coming.
No hand claps or snaps. No $5.
I had a guy who I worked for where I would show up. This was a two-story building. His office was at the very top of the second floor in the corner. I would get there at 8:30 like he wanted me, but I would check my mailbox downstairs. Everybody had a little cubby hole where you would get your copy points for your commercials, or they might have a note.
Dump off your little baggie of cocaine.
Yeah, a little bag of coke or whatever was in the box.
Well, you'd snort it in the bathroom.
Yeah. So then
lockbox.
I would get into his office. It would only be like 8:33, and he would go, hey, dog, if you ain't here at 8:30, I don't need you. You need to get out of here. I'm like, what are you talking about? I was here at 8:25. I just didn't come into your office. So I had to be not only in the parking lot, I had to be in his chair in his office by 8:30. When you're a young 21, 22-year-old, you're like, man, you can kiss my ass being in here right at 8:30.
Yeah. That's what I say, being
in here. He was very militant.
If you were on time, you were late.
Those were Berry Gordy's rules, though. At Motown, if you're not there by 9, he's locking the door. Just you can't even get in. We ain't got time to look at you.
You're fucked.
But they would listen to all the other band's music. Whatever records they were producing there in the last couple of weeks, they would put it on. And then they would all critique it, so that they could go back in and record it. And these are groups that are kind of competing. They're competing against each other.
So you got to be there on time, man, or they don't want to deal with you, because then they got to deal with you on tour. And if you ain't on time in there, you're going to be on time for the tour. That's a whole headache there. Now you got to deal with fans that are waiting.
They would go over their choreography. Choreographing.
How do you say that? Choreography.
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 Sound it out.
Stoner.
Choreographed.
This one's you've really got a hold on me.
They also had the outfits too there at Motown.
They were shop, man.
Yeah.
Everybody had to look real nice with the perfect tailored suits.
Nice. They had to send them shits to like the dry cleaners back then.
Sure.
You just hang it out to dry.
Nah. I don't know, man.
Because that type of stuff they were wearing, right? It didn't have that shrink-proof shit that we got now, right? If you fuck up and wash one of them suits the wrong way, it'll come out like the size of like a little dog or something.
You had to dry clean these suits, I'm sure.
Yeah. I'm sure they had.
Did you throw my
nearby
fucking suit in the dryer, bitch? Just comes out like a little doll suit. Fuck out a show tonight. She won't fit. Won't even fit on my penis.
I knew you were gonna go there.
I had to.
Mr. Public.
I still put it on anyway, though.
You can actually go to the museum there at Hitsville, USA. That would be a fun trip to go check that out. It looks like it's right off the Interstate 94. Right in the heart of Detroit. You know, maybe a little away from the downtown area. It's like in a neighborhood. Just a house. But now it looks like there's like another house attached to it. So I wonder how that works out. Is it any of you guys ever been to Hitsville, USA?
Nah,
I have not. It's like we got to take a field trip.
A little museum. Did you guys ever watch the made-for-TV movie? It was 2 episodes, The Temptations.
Yeah.
It came out in like the late 90s. It was pretty good. I remember watching it.
I did see
on
some of that.
TV.
Yeah, it was great.
Yes, I did.
A
Ohio. Ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Makes you really fall in love with... makes you love and hate David Ruffin in that. Because you see the talent. Mm-hmm. But then you see him wasted away with a lot of the... substance abuse.
Yeah.
Abusing women too.
Wow.
But he had it was abusive relationship with his father. Used to beat the crap out of him.
What was okay back then?
Well, it wasn't okay, but the people were not standing up and helping people back then the way they are now. Now you're on the internet.
It was commonplace back then.
I gotta say, the internet, that's one thing the internet has done. It has really helped people who are in abusive relationships to be called to account, right? Because your ass going right on the internet.
Yeah. It's helped and hurt.
Back then, there was nothing they could do. Hey, so-and-so down the block's beating his old lady. But then some people might believe you, some people might not. Now they put she puts the video out of her head all, she's all beat up and everyone knows.
I'm pretty sure if you smack the hell out of somebody, a police officer can tell that you smack the hell out of somebody.
Yeah,
they got called back in the day, but
they
didn't get arrested.
No. There were probably too many female police officers like they are now that show up and you're going to jail, buddy.
There were none. I don't even think they got arrested for that shit, bro.
They might have got a community service award.
You had to coolest guy ever.
to
even get a flinch. Yeah. It was bad.
She fell down.
Sure. Didn't you, babe?
This is the last song. It's called You Can Depend on Me to be extremely offensive.
I have a clip here from the manager, the longtime manager of the Temptations, Shelley Berger, talking about what makes the Temptations so great.
The Temptations could have come from central casting. You had five great-looking, 6 foot or more singers. They dressed better than anybody else. They danced better than anybody else. They sung better than anybody else. So there you have it. The Temptations.
There you have it.
It is.
Put very simply. And that guy right there, Shelley and Otis, the founder of the Temptations, like we said earlier in the show, if you missed it, no contract all these years. They didn't put anything on paper. They just said that their word was their bond. And their relationship was much more than you could ever write down on a piece of paper. And to think, we're talking 1965, what is that? Almost 60 years. I guess they did sign their deal about 60 years ago. Well, they didn't sign their deal. They shook hands 60 years ago. And you see a video on the Temptations YouTube channel where these two guys shaking hands and still the best of friends, trusting each other after all these years. That's a really good story because we do a lot of these shows about a lot of these bands and some of them don't really care for each other so much.
Yeah.
To not let the egos get in the way and to not let the money get in the way.
So Shelley Berger is worth $3 million. Well, who's the other guy?
The other guy is Otis
Williams.
See what Otis Williams' net worth is.
Let's see what really happened here. $8 million.
Otis dresses smooth, though. You see him.
Otis Williams got $8 million. Okay.
At 80 years old, he still looks really good.
Looks like Otis got the lion's share of the money.
Mm. That's going to do it. That was a great album there.
Yeah, it was really dope.
Yeah.
Another edition of Dem Vinyl Boys in the books. Classic Motown record. What will we do next? Who really knows what we'll do next? Could be anything. just my imagination wondering, what should we do next week? Well, you'll have to listen to find out.
Like and subscribe.
That's right.
Leave us a comment.
Hit that button.
Make sure you also take care of our sponsors, because we love them, and without them, we wouldn't be here. You can go to PrizePicks, prizepicks.com/vinyl for all you sports fans. And you, your first deposit, they'll match up to $100. Go to prizepicks.com/vinyl. And I suggest you do it, because it's going to make Sunday football much more enjoyable.
True.
You make your picks. You predict, how many touchdowns do you think McCaffrey's going to get? You think it's more or less than what they're predicting? If you make the right picks, you can win 25 times your money.
Wow!
That is Prize Picks.
That's what's up, man.
Prize, I like it. PrizePicks.com/vinyl. We are the Vinyl Boys.
Dem.
And keep the needle in the groove and keep it groovy, baby. Until next time, we out of here.
Later.
For the ladies.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.